Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Everything around you has a story. In fact, many stories. And more importantly, our lives are the culmination of these stories. See, we don't identify things through an objective lens. We see them in relation to our individual beliefs, our needs. Strange as it sounds, our lives are almost entirely fiction. They're arbitrary. When was the last time you got into your car and thought of it as nothing more than metal and part? Probably not recently, right? We see it as a gateway to where we need to be. Mobility, freedom. Just like art isn't brushstrokes or sonic vibration, it's an emotive escape. We give meaning to things, and those meanings vary. The world as it exists through our eyes is entirely subjective. You ever wonder how something can be a problem to one person and a solution to someone else? Or how deeply held political beliefs can be so contradictory? How can a movie come out and half its critics say it's amazing, the other half say it's subpar? Right? Life is subjective. It's an infinite amount of tiny stories that come together to create our world, and everyone that you walk by has their own. And here's why that's worth discussing. Here's why it matters, because we fall into the trap of using these make-believe guidelines. After all, that's what they are, to define ourselves. We deem other people's subjective norms as truth, the benchmarks for our own pursuits. Consensus is good, well then it must be good. They say it's bad, well then it must be bad. From the perspective of a creator, one of my most important realizations was that feedback of something I've created, or a lack thereof, doesn't define the value of the work. I still think some of my best work is essentially undiscovered. Some of the things I've thrown together in 10 minutes have been seen by millions of people, and that doesn't change how I value the work with little recognition. That's just our emotions drawing false conclusions. Here's a different example. Let's say there's a baker, right? And he's got a bakery in a neighborhood and does great work, right? His shop's been open for a decade. He's been in business. But one day, Oprah walks in, takes a bite, loves it, recommends it. Suddenly, his cake is everywhere. Suddenly, they're extraordinary. Same question, right? What changes about the cake? Nothing. What changes about the baker? Nothing. Excellence lived there the entire time. Did his work become more the second it got a powerful endorsement? No, it was simply recognized. And this understanding, the reason I'm bringing these examples up is because knowing that is crucial to whatever.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
What is you're trying to build or become in your life? Because these narratives matter. The good, the bad, the ugly, they don't stop coming at you. They don't stop peeking around the corner trying to influence your story. And just because you're not where you want to be yet, just because you haven't seen the external reward, it does not mean you aren't brilliant. It doesn't mean you're not on track towards excellence or you're changing the world. Maybe you are that baker before Oprah skips on into the shop. Like, don't be someone who confuses everyone else's story with reality. That makes it incredibly difficult to take control. A lot of people we call brilliant now, they weren't thought highly of along the way. In some cases, quite the opposite. And thankfully, they understood the subjectivity of their brilliance. That if you're confident in your voice and your message, if you sacrifice and dive into expertise in an area, the value rises to the surface. Society will adapt and conform to you simply because you didn't bow down to it. There's brilliance there. It just needs to be believed in and refined. Even when others don't get it, even when it's abnormal, even when your passion receives no validation. See, brilliance manifests itself brick by brick, and it's very easy for passersby to laugh at that unfinished frame of the house. But eventually, it comes together, and the layout is beautiful, and the architecture is stunning, and your defiance carves a little niche for itself somewhere in the depths of reality. Then the light bulb goes off. Then it's understood. Maybe you were right all along. When the path is uncertain, we seek out footprints from journeys that occurred long ago. Opinions from people who know no better than us. We look for things that can't be given, but must be made. I once heard Charlie Munger say that we are our own experiment. Life is the extraordinary, arranged in infinite pieces and placed inside a box, waiting for us to uncover and unfold parts that contain no meaning until we place meaning upon them. And the danger of looking externally for answers is that no one knows you better than you. Life is a playground, an experiment, a place to try new things, push boundaries, build, fail, and ultimately build again. This is the process from which we see what we're made of, who we really are, uncover what the best book, the most intelligent being on the planet, can't give to you. It's where you learn that wandering is not the same as lost. See, we must retreat to the depths of vulnerability in order to come back stronger than we've ever been. We must self-examine in order to find our wings. The Bill Gates of the world, the Picassos of the world, they disappeared for 10 years until they came back equipped to transform everything around them, to explore, build, create themselves, to acquire something that mere advice is incapable of providing. Don't deprive yourself of that because of the pressures right now. See, when we realize that falling 10 times brings us contentment on the 11th, falling is nothing to be ashamed of, it's something to be sought out. By falling, I learn to succeed. By losing, I learn to win. By looking like the fool, I learn to lead. By wandering off the paved road, I created the map from my soul to where I was meant to be.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.